Hello and welcome to the Millennial Girl Boss podcast. My name's Chantel and I'm a Millennial Girl Boss, and I turn my dream of running my own location independent business into a reality. I quit my job to make money online, and I'm here to teach millennials how to do the same. On this podcast, I talk about everything to do with mindset, productivity, and online business. So you're in the right place if you're looking for those things. Welcome to the Millennial Girl Boss podcast. I'm your host, Chantel, and we're going to jump right in. So I have been thinking about goals and desires, and I think that's really important to focus on and really think about what you really desire. So what do you desire? Listing our hopes and dreams makes it more likely that they will come true. Why? Because seeing them set down on paper helps us to clarify what they are, and that in turn enables us to work out what we need to do to realize them. And this is so important and so true. When I was planning to leave my day job and start working online, I decided to write down my dreams and my list, and I wanted to create a step-by-step framework. What I needed to do and what steps I needed to take in order to start freelancing and working 100% online. So I want you to do this exercise along with me. You can do it right now on a piece of paper, or you could even pause this and come back to it. But I want you to divide your desires into work-based ones and emotional ones. Don't limit yourself. A wish list of desires is no place for realism. Just write down what, in an ideal world, would you most love to happen? And I feel like coming from this inspired place of not being limited allows your mind to be free. And sometimes we put limitations on our minds, and that doesn't allow us to be free, and it doesn't allow us to create freely. And when you put those limitations on yourself, you limit yourself and you don't allow your brain, your mind comes up with different types of ideas. But if you tell yourself you can't, then your brain will just shut off. Instead of saying, I can't afford this, think of how can I afford this? Instead of saying, I can't do this, think of what steps can I take to do this? And when you do that, it opens up a different part in your mind, and your mind starts to think of all of the creative ideas that it can do to start doing that thing. But if you tell it you can't do that, your brain shuts off and it doesn't think of the creative ideas. So it's all about leaving your brain open for that creativity, and don't underestimate how powerful your mind is and how your thoughts affect your reality. Your thoughts affect your reality, and that is so, so powerful. And this is so true because I have practiced this myself. I've written things down in my diary, things that I want to happen. And I've gone back 1 year, 2 years, 3 years later, and it was freaky because it was like I had written an account of what actually happened. Things that I wrote in the past actually happened in reality on certain dates, in certain times, exactly as I had written it. So I thought that was quite freaky and quite scary, but it's actually quite cool and exciting because that is actually seeing manifestation happen in reality. And it goes to show the power of writing things down and really believing in them and allowing your mind to be free. So next time you put yourself down and you think, oh, I can't do this, I can't start that podcast, I can't start my YouTube channel, I can't do my Instagram, I can't do my Instagram until then, I can't do this, I'll do this when I have this. And when you start getting into that mindset, you limit yourself, your brain shuts off, and you don't really think of the creative ideas that can allow you to do it now. I always believe in just starting right now. If you have an idea, just start it, just do it. And don't think too much about the logistics of how you're going to do something. And don't think too much about, oh, how am I going to do this? Just start. I think some of the best ways is just to start, and then you can learn along the way. You can learn things and you can adapt them, but the first step is just doing. First step is just uploading your first video, just doing it, just creating your first podcast episode, just starting your first side hustle. And it's important to write down your whys as well, why you want to do this, because I think that will also help you and it will inspire you. It's like when I think about my YouTube channel or my podcast, I think why? And the reason why is because I want to inspire other people to start their own businesses and to have that kind of freedom. And the reason why I want to do that is because the people who inspired me, I'm thankful to them. Because if they hadn't inspired me, I wouldn't be where I am today. If I hadn't learned from them, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I want to do the same and kind of give back that gift of knowledge and learning how to work for yourself, work freelance, work on your side hustle, and kind of break away from the traditional path. And that's my why. But your why might be different for whatever you want to do and whatever your goal is, but make sure that you're clear on what you actually want to do. So just to wrap this up, make sure that you do write down a little list. Write it down in detail. Write down exactly what day, what time, what you think you want to happen in the future. And something will happen that's really powerful. And I've seen this many times before in my own diary, and I've heard from other people that this has worked for them as well. And by doing this, you set the intention, and if you truly believe in it, there's no other way that it can't happen. It will happen in some shape or form. And try it today. Try it from now, really believing it. And see in 6 months, 1 year from now, look back in your old diary and you will be shocked. You'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened word for word at the exact time and the exact date. It's really, really, really freaky. But there's so many things that I have done in my diary, my manifestation diary, that has actually come true. And I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. Because it was exact dates and times and exact things, very specific, not vague. And I thought that was quite funny and really exciting as well. So try it out today. Write down your list, be detailed about it. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Don't forget to rate the podcast so that more people can find it. And thank you for listening. Bye, everyone.